News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, sticking with all things COVID, I am joined now by Liam Fanning, Deputy Head of Medicine and Professor of Immunovirology at UCC. Liam, it's a Groundhog Day scenario that you and I are discussing COVID and what should happen and what should not happen. But cases are obviously climbing. I know they were a little bit down, but that's probably because of Sunday reporting yesterday. As someone at the coalface, what's your take on what should happen now? Obviously, we're looking at a rise in cases, a rise in hospitalizations, but we still are among the most vaccinated country in the among the, we are probably the most vaccinated country in the world. What do you think we should do?
Well, I think what's becoming increasingly evident, Ciara, is that society needs to open. That we're probably becoming, we're going to have three shots to have this first generation of the COVID-19 vaccine effective in many age groups. I suppose in comments to your item there just before I came on about the schools can stay open. And the big elephant in the room, of course, as you and I have discussed many times, is the use of antigen testing. So, you know, that's kind of it in the sum. You know, society needs to be open. We are one of the most vaccinated in Europe, if not the world, as you said. And, you know, we have to get on with this. You know, the problem is the hospital capacity, not so much actually the viral infection. We can't be forever.
Liam, as somebody at that hospital coalface, have we done enough with hospital capacity? I mean, we've thrown the kitchen sink in terms of money at COVID. Have we spent it in the right places?
Oh, I think that's beyond my competency. But just even as a citizen of this country, looking from the outside in, I'm sure there are elective procedures being cancelled because of the number of beds occupied by COVID patients coming in, be they vaccinated or unvaccinated. And we know that nearly 2/3 of the hospital cases in ICU are unvaccinated, and nearly 50% are unvaccinated in the general hospital population with COVID. You know, those that are coming in with COVID. So it's, you know, I think we're in for a situation where NIAC needs to kind of be shown to be agile and react a little bit quicker. We've had the Israeli evidence for many weeks now about the, you know, and that's a really high powered study. 1.1 million Israelis over 60. They have a 13.3.
And their cases were doing what our cases were doing. Their cases were climbing again and then suppressed again. It's blow for blow exactly what's happening here.
And we don't need Ireland to turn into another pilot study where we need to wait until we kind of replicate what happens in the rest of the world. It's becoming a three-shot vaccine for the first generation. That's obvious enough. And I think in time it'll open up beyond even the less than 60s. Certainly, we have some of our healthcare workers vaccinated since January, February and March of this year, and some of the public. You know, anybody who's over 6 months.
So you would say jab the third shot into who needs it, open up. And lastly, I know we're always talking about antigen testing, but at this point, I was thinking about it over the weekend, Liam, and I knew I was going to be talking to you this morning. Is it not an almost embarrassment at this point that we aren't using antigen testing appropriately? I mean, I would now view our reaction to antigen testing as embarrassingly bad.
Well, it is. I mean, I've used words like on your show before, like obtuse, but I mean, like there's a paralysis going on there. I don't understand it. Nobody can understand it. Nobody has come out and said, we're not using them and we're not making them freely available. Here we spent 40 odd billion plus as a result of this COVID pandemic, a few tens of millions on providing free antigen tests in every house in this country, ship 10 of them to every family every week for the rest of the winter. It will prevent onward transmission of this infection. I do not understand it. Vaccines are very important, but we know they're not the only tool with these first generation vaccines. We will have better vaccines, maybe intranasal ones or whatever. But at the moment, we need vaccines. We need some social distancing in some sort, not many, thankfully, but we do need the use of antigen testing. I'm totally perplexed, and I think so long as we have the current leadership within NPHET at the moment, that the kind of the public mindset has been almost soiled with respect to kind of the utility of it, and certainly government has.
Yeah, I would fully agree with you, and I would fully agree with you. We need to open up, we need to vaccinate, we need to use antigen testing, and we need to get back to living. But look, thank you very much as ever for that. That is Liam Fanning there, Deputy Head of Medicine and Professor of Immunovirology in UCC.